wild.
Run, Gubba!
Grover!
All right, run, Grover!
They're tough.
That's just to remind you, scumball, you will respect Johnny.
They're romantic.
Something's sticking in my side. Why don't you take off your gun?
I did.
Oh.
They're gophers.
I can see that, fool. I ain't blind.
Yes, it's the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, the first and only cartoon soap opera, and it's coming to you this August on the Movie Line. All the excitement, all the romance, all the fun on 818-761-3330 in North Hollywood. You'll meet Grover and Gunther Gopher, Rufus Rat, Malignant Mole, Alexandria LaRue, Punk Skunk, Valley Squirrel, and everybody's favorite, Johnny. That's the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, a Telefun production, weekends on the Movie Line at 818-761-3330, a Paul Mack presentation. The continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, coming soon to a telephone near you.
For another week of film listed fun.
Look over yonder, tell me what do I think? And if this special angel will touch the for me, wear that long black hair. Yeah, her eyes are so bright. Yeah, she looks real good underneath the bar light.
With another 25 minutes of Paul Mack. Hey, hi, and thanks for calling the Movie Line right here. And I want to welcome you observatoriers along for listening to me here on Saturdays and Sundays at 702-0429. Although this tape is 2 weeks delayed, it does give you incentive to call the Movie Line over there at 761-3330. Just want to remind you, this is the tape for the week of August 12th through the 16th, 1984. Don't forget this Saturday's the baseball game. Call 882-9524 for further details. And now on with another week of film listed fun.
We'll be right back after this message.
Hooting telling drums and hoopsiously drangle me with crinkly bindlewordles, or otherwise I'll rend thee in the gobble to my blurgle crunge and see if I don't.
Are you taking Dougie to see Walt Disney's movie Jungle Book?
I think so. Didn't you enjoy it when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. Mowgli and the Bear are great.
Wasn't there a funny snake?
Yeah, and a weird monkey.
Yes, I think I'll take Dougie this Saturday.
You know, Ma, Dougie sure can be a handful. Maybe I better go with you.
You're volunteering to go with your little brother?
I love little Dougie.
You tried to run over him with your bicycle.
Hey, you could even stay home. I'll take him to Jungle Book, okay?
Last week you tried to sell him to a circus.
See, I could explain all the funny songs and stuff in Jungle Book, and then slug him if he doesn't doesn't like it.
Kenneth, do you, by any chance, want to see Jungle Book again?
Me? Are you kidding?
You could just go by yourself, you know.
But what if the guys see me? Look, Mom, please, lend me little Dougie.
Well...
I promise, I won't lock him in the girls' bathroom.
Are you sure?
Or stick him to the gum under the seats?
I don't know. This whole thing gives me an uneasy feeling somehow.
Rated G. All ages admitted.
That's right, Walt Disney's Jungle Book. That film is a classic. It really is. I highly recommend it, and I don't care how old you are. If you're mature enough to realize and appreciate that this film is a classic, then you're old enough to see this film. I think it's the younger kids, like the teenagers, who can't appreciate these kinds of films because they think, well, I've outgrown them, and it's just stupid, and I saw it when I was a little boy only because my mom and dad took me to see it because I was little, and this was kid stuff. But it's not kid stuff. I mean, this is made by adults for, you know, adults and kids and teenagers of all ages. I highly recommend it, and Jungle Book is the finest, in my opinion, the finest Walt Disney full-length feature. Animated feature, and you know, the Disney studio specializes, of course, in animated features. That's how they started as an animation studio, not as a film studio. So ultimately, what holds them together still is their animated features. However, this was the last film that Walt Disney had been involved with, because he passed away just before completion in 1966, and it was released in 1967. And when I was a little boy, as a matter of fact, this my mother took me to see this film in 1967, and this was my first film that I'd ever seen. This was the first film, and they tell me, you know, it was at premiere. It premiered at the Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, and I was sitting down there watching that sucker, and they said that when the movie was over, it was Paul, you can get up now. They say I was in a trance, and well, the rest is history. That's how I fell in love with movies, gang. That's right. I saw Walt Disney's Jungle Book, and I said, gotta do it. Gotta get into the film business. This is magic. So I recommend it. And remember, gang, they only release their animated features once every 7 years. So you gotta see it. That's why these films are so important to see, because they're classics, and you can only catch them every 7 years. And, well, who knows? I mean, you might not get another chance. So go see it in Century City at the Plint Century Plaza Theater. And the number for information is 553-4291. Or in Hollywood at the SRO Paramount Theater, a fine theater to go see it at. And the number for information there to call for tickets and times is 463-3263. Or for my friends out there in Orange County, John, you can go see it at the UA City Cinema. And the number there is 714 area code 634-3911. Go see it. You better see it and call back in and give me a full page report.
Michael, I'm surprised at you. You backed down. You bowed out. I gotta admit, though, it was a humble apology, Mike. But I thought you were gonna actually stick to your guns there and stand for your rights and try and straighten things out your way instead of being intimidated by the old Ob himself. Well, I don't know what to say, Mike. I know one thing for sure, though. I want to see the Jungle Book. You know, Paul? I've seen that twice. Once here when I was real little, when it first came out. Once in Europe, boy, when I was visiting over there and I was real young. I took it upon myself to go see the movie. It's my own little Dave Burbank out there in England and Ireland and all those places. And I went to a theater all by myself. My aunt went over. Oh, anyway. Okay. Yeah. This is David Burbank signing out.
Hello, Movie Line callers. This is Burt Beverly Hills, and I've seen a few movies, so I thought I might spread the word about him. The first one's been out in a little while, Purple Rain by Prince. I was a mild Prince fan before I saw it, and I think I've become a little bit more of a Prince fan since I saw it. Pretty exciting movie. Since Prince was very involved with it, I think you could say it was his movie. I respect him a little bit more because I think the movie was pretty decent. It was fun to watch, and the music I thought was pretty good. So I would say it was well worth it, unless perhaps you despise him, then maybe not. The second movie that I saw was a preview. It won't be coming out until next week, so here's some advance word on it. It's called Red Dawn, and it's a movie about World War III. The Russians invade the United States conventionally. they drop people into the United States and they take over a certain part of the territory, and then the movie centers around a group of youngsters about high school age who manage to escape from the Russians' control and terrorize their efforts. One thing about the movie, it seems like an odd time to release it around the Olympics when we're here in Los Angeles, the movie capital of the world, talking about peace among all nations. And the movie really stirs up a lot of anti-Soviet feelings, I think, because of what they show the Russians doing in this movie. They come in and, for example, they shoot up a schoolroom full of children. They line up Americans and shoot them down with shooting squads and are in general just ruthless and all of this. Obviously, this isn't encouraging peace among all nations. Furthermore, they drag in the Cubans and the Nicaraguans also to join with the Russians, and many of the Russian or the people that, you know, you would think are the Russians speak Spanish, so they're the allies there again, pitting the United States against these other nations. So it seems like an odd time to release it. I thought some of the people in the theater where I saw the preview were a little bit disgusted by it all because of that. As a war movie, I thought it was pretty good. It was exciting. You're on the edge of your seat. At some point, it was incredibly intense, as the you can imagine the young children going through all these, you know, tremendous amount of pressure in this situation. And so it was something to see. I think there might be a bit of controversy about it, though, because it is so propagandistic almost about how bad the Russians are and look what can happen and all of this. So we'll see. A few thoughts about movies. This has been a comment from BBH. Goodbye.
8:44 a.m., Calumet, Colorado, home of the Wolverines, state champs in football. The last thing anyone expected here was a full-scale military invasion.
Rosie Ellis, Invincible!
We are under attack by conventional forces of the Russian army.
And the only line of defense is a handful of high school kids who must fight for freedom.
Wolverines!
Red Dawn from MGM UA. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, Red Dawn, a brand new film just out from MGM UA Pictures. And yes, this is an interesting film because here on the movie line, we are going to be speaking a lot about this picture in the next couple of weeks, because we're going to have a special guest over who was in the film. He's one of the stars. He plays one of the high school students. His name is Brad Savage, a veteran actor and good friend of mine who's been in a lot of things. We're going to be talking to him, and we're going to let you guys call up and ask him some questions. But for now, I'd like you to go see the film Red Dawn. If any of you are interested, I think it's an important film to see. Go check it out and see the film, get familiar with it. And then Brad will be over next week and be speaking with me a little bit about the film. And then that weekend, you can phone in your questions, and then Brad will be over the following weekend in the studio and answer your questions that you phoned in. So that's kind of a fun little thing here on the line. And if you want to go see it, I highly recommend it. Go catch it at Pacific's Cinerama Dome in Hollywood. Number for information is 466-3401. And don't forget, Fridays and Saturdays, they have a 12:30 late show. Okay, so go see that, Red Dawn. And remember, special guest will be appearing on the show next week, Brad Savage. Also next week is our 75th anniversary special. Oh boy, don't you love it? It's going to be so fun. We're going to have cake, we're going to have ice cream, everything. So be sure and join us, but we'll let you know more details on that later on in the tape.
Yeah, hi Paul, this is Tony. How you doing out there? Okay, I just saw Revenge of the Nerds, and I thought it was a pretty funny movie. It had some scenes that weren't too laughable, but, you know, it was pretty good. Scale from 1 to 10, I give it about a 6.5, 7. What else have I seen? Saw the Karate Kid 3 times already. I had to go back and back over and over to see it again. And on that scale, I'll give it about an 8.5. We'll talk to you later, Paul. And, anybody out there, take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, Paul. It's Gary. Gary GB. Went to see that film, Red Dawn this evening. I thought it was a superb film. Definitely gripped me right up the heart, because that sort of run up my alley with the war scenes and everything. The theater crowd really added up, and so did I. I was quite impressed by the whole film. The cinematography was fantastic. The accuracy was good. Definitely hope to be hearing more people commenting on this film, and definitely give it an A+ from me. Anyway, Paul, look after yourself, make sure the line's okay, and we'll talk to you next week. Well, hello, Movie Line listeners. This is Mr. Fun, and I'd like to first say a very happy birthday to Mr. Paul Matt. You'll be happy to know now, Paul, that by turning 21, you can do everything legally under the law, except to rent a truck from U-Haul. Paul, you'll have to wait till you're 27 for that. To the Benatar freak, you haven't been looking too hard for the Metropolis soundtrack. It's been in record stores for about 3 weeks now. It's got one cut from Pat Benatar and the boys, and little trivia, give yourself 10 Benatar points if you can tell us your heroine's real name, which I believe is Polish, by the way. To Gypsy, who wanted all of us to mail her our gizmos, well, my gizmo wouldn't fit in your box, P.O. box, that is, so I'll just hold on to it for you. Let's see what else. Paul, since you decided not to plug my line on your last tape, I guess I'll have to retaliate by not plugging my line on your tape either. But hey, cheers, Paul, and remember, you're not getting older, you're just getting a better call rate. And remember, old phone gods never die, they just call forward. As for my movie review, well, I did see a flick this week, and it was pretty good. Although it did have some slow moments, but I was in the urinal during those and didn't see them. But it had acting and direction and even scenery, and I'd recommend it. That's it for now. This is Mr. Fun. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Paul, and hi, callers. This is the Benatar fanatic here, and Van Nuys. And if you can hear in the background, there's this song. It's called Here's My Heart by Pat Benatar. And it's from the movie Metropolis. And I found out a little info about it. And I'm suing MTV. No. You see, this movie is a 1926 re-release, I guess you could say. And they found a lot of missing parts that were there. You know, like, it was too strong to release in 1926. So they cut out a bunch of parts and they released it. Well, now what they did is they went back and they found all the parts and they put it all back together. They added computerized color and added a little bit of sound and put out a new soundtrack on it. And so now they're re-releasing it. And Patty has nothing to do with the movie except on the soundtrack, which MTV, you know, says that she did have something to do with it. Movie will be released probably around 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. And they said it was going to be released August 9th. So now, you know, they're really messing me up here. See, I was psyched about this, but now, okay. But anyways, the soundtrack has Freddie Mercury, of course, Pat Benatar, John Anderson, Bonnie Tyler, Loverboy, Billy Squire, Adam Ant, etc. If you listen to K-Rock, you'll hear the Adam Ant song all the time. Anyways, that's all I've got to say, and, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Liz, and that's all again. Anyways, I want to leave a review for Purple Rain. Purple Rain is the best movie of the year. It should get the Oscar. And they should nominate Prince for an Oscar for sure. It's really sad. I cried for the last 45 minutes of the movie. And it was just really incredible. You should go see it. It's really good. So, bye.
For Seaman First Class David Herdig, one day it's 1943, the next it's 1984. David Herdig has fallen through time in an experiment that should never have happened 41 years ago, and it's still going on. Now only he can stop the Philadelphia Experiment. Michael Paré, Nancy Allen, The Philadelphia Experiment, An Adventure Beyond Time. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
It started as a game, but when Davy Osborne uncovered top government secrets,
you're shooting at me.
It became a case of espionage, sabotage, and murder.
He's killed me, and now they're after me.
Now, the only person he can turn to is a legendary agent named Flack.
You're gonna have to take these guys out.
Henry Thomas, Dabney Coleman, Cloak and Dagger. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
Okay, now you and I
yeah.
have to come up with an ending for this album.
Just end it.
We can't do it. It's got to have... Huh.
There's the ending right there. You're yawning. Everyone's bored to death. I know I am. There's it.
Take off. I was just a little tired. Now, we need an ending. Come up with an ending.
Good day. Thanks for being with us on this album.
Hold on a minute.
Our soundtrack album. Not, I repeat, not our second album.
Hold on. I'm drawing something.
What?
It's a picture of you.
Don't draw me.
It's a picture of a knob. I drew a knob. He's a knob.
Oh, boy, I'm talking to nobody. Play the song.
Elsinore, 12, 24.
I'm Brewmeister Smith.
We found this mouse in a bottle of your beer, eh?
Get me out of here!
Don't get scared. Just think of all the free beers we're going to get.
The Colonel's dead. Here we are still enjoying his chicken.
He was already dead when I killed him.
Excuse me. You must be out of your mind, young lady.
$5 million is an awful lot of money.
Pardon me, putrid. I'd kiss you.
What the stink are they doing in there?
Hey, somebody hurts our clothes.
Oh, my God. Look, it's him.
We're from the Department of Justice, and we're adjusting the bed.
Take off, eh?
Get out!
You'd like me to tilt your chair back?
Shut up. Okay, we're going to a party. Don't eat the furniture.
Good. Now bring the lunatics from the Institute.
Oh, no. No.
I want to see how the drug and the beer is affecting them.
Take off.
They got two stops, then no breaks.
So, do you travel quite a bit?
Right at the bottom of the big hill.
Oh!
Come back and fight, you hosers.
Put them in the game. Take them to level 5.
Level 5?
Level 5!
Hey,
new films to be released this month include Bear. Gary Busey stars as famed football coach Paul Bear Bryant from Embassy Pictures. Choose Me, an Alan Rudolph comedy starring Keith Carradine, Leslie Ann Warren, and Ray Don Chung from Island Alive New Cinema Pictures. The Gods Must Be Crazy, shot in the Kalahari Desert, Jamie Uy's satiric adventure throws a bit of modern culture, an empty soda bottle, into the midst of primitive African bush country with wild results. Sounds a lot like a real sleeper. Last Night at the Alamo. This comedy is about the closing night of a legendary Texas bar from Syncom International Pictures. Oxford Blues. Hallowed Oxford University transforms a brash young American, Rob Lowe, who is only looking out for himself, into a man who understands the meaning of fellowship, honor, and love in this romantic comedy from MGM UA Pictures. Prenum Carmen. The new film from Jean-Luc Godard is a must for all cinema buffs, released by Spectra Film. Stick. Burt Reynolds stars and directs this hard-edged murder mystery about an ex-con who gets mixed up with high-class crooks from Universal Pictures. Tightrope. Clint Eastwood plays a homicide detective in the New Orleans Police Department. Genevieve Bujold also stars from Warner Brothers Pictures. Vision Quest. A young boy approaching his 18th birthday shapes his own destiny through discipline and perseverance from Warner Brothers Pictures. And The Woman in Red, based loosely on Yvette Roberts' Pardon Mon Affair. This Gene Wilder comedy asks just how far will an average guy go to sleep with the world's most beautiful woman from Orion Pictures. Well, that's about going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. Want to thank you all for calling, and don't forget to phone in next week and catch our once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear the 75th anniversary special right here at the Movie Line. That's right. And remember, everybody, each and every single one of you who participated from tape number 50 on to tape number 74, this tape, will be heard on our Movie Line Hall of Fame. So be here next week where the action is at 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun. And don't forget to catch our fall season premiere coming up this September. Thanks for calling. This tape repeats eventually.
It's really too bad you won't be around to see the whole world become addicted to Elsinore beer.